Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith. At any given moment, we may not know what God is up to. When a prayer is not answered as we'd like, God may have a higher purpose in mind. This we do know. Just as God was with Joshua, so He is with us today. His faithfulness never changes. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. We're celebrating the 150th anniversary of Moody Church. Today, we turn again to the book of Joshua in our study of legacy. Here is Dr. Lutzer with more of What Do These Stones Mean?
Now think about our situation here. We can't go back to the past. We can't redo Moody's Sunday school ministry, but we can have our own children's ministry, which incidentally has been thriving during the last few years. We can't go back to the big crusades that Moody had. That was a special giftedness. That was a special time. But every one of us listening to this message today can learn and take advantage of the opportunities to learn how to evangelize so that thousands of people in Chicago and beyond can hear a clear presentation of the gospel. And the gospel can continue to go out nevertheless. We can't go back to a culture in which there was a Christian consensus. We can't do that. But we know that as God was with Moody and his needs and his challenges, so God is with us today. And why can't we believe God for great things here at the Moody Church this year? Why can't we believe that through this ministry, marriages are going to be put together that are on the rocks because we sense the power of God through reconciliation and forgiveness? Why can't we expect to hear the cry of newborn babes in a spiritual nursery as men and women come to saving faith of Jesus Christ? Why can't we be more effective in pushing against the darkness, pushing the kind of Word of God that does something in the lives of people and brings about transformation? Why can't we have a membership that is wholly devoted and committed? Why can't we meet our financial obligations so that we can continue to send even more missionaries to the ends of the earth? All that is possible. But you see, we need our own miracles. We need our own presence of God. Can't go back to the past. But we learn from the past. And because we learn from the past, we are excited to embrace our future. Because as I was with Moses, and as I was with Moody, so I am with you today. Moody Church, if we're up to the task in terms of our commitment and faith, God can still do among us the same kind of thing that we often read about and think about in the past. But you know, I want you to think for a moment, not about the legacy of Moody Church right now, but we'll be talking about that. We'll talk about the legacy of Moody Church. Can I speak with you briefly today about your very own personal legacy? You see, God said to Joshua, he said, Joshua, I'm giving you a legacy. Moses was faithful. Moses passed this on to you. And now you have the responsibility of passing on what God has given you through Moses to the next generation. I think of my own life and I think of the marvelous legacy I have through godly Christian parents who are in heaven today. But you've been given a legacy. If you've trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior, somebody introduced you to Christ. It may have been your parents, it may have been some other person, it may have been somebody led you to a Bible study or a church or some way you have a legacy. And someday we're going to give account to God for our own legacy, our own personal legacy. And that's why each of you, we want each of you to have a memorial stone. I have one in my pocket, which I have just pulled out. And I might say that these are real stones. These aren't some kind of plastic creations. These are the real deal. And because these are real stones, every one of them is shaped a little differently. But the good news is it doesn't matter what memorial stone you get, because they all have the same words on them. And I read my words on my memorial stone, which is the same, of course, it'll be on your memorial stone. My memorial stone, Joshua 4:6, what will my legacy be? The Moody Church, 1864 to 2014. Now, this memorial stone has been on my desk for nearly 2 weeks. Every time I see it, it speaks to me. Sometimes it almost shouts, because I'm confronted with the legacy that I will leave with my children and with my grandchildren and perhaps even beyond. And I say to myself, what will my legacy be? We want you to have a stone like this. And I want you to think about doing this new year what I'm going to do, namely to write a legacy letter. Now, the legacy letter should contain what you want to pass on to the next generation. You say, well, you know, I haven't lived up to any legacy very well. Well, then confess it in the letter. Simply say, you know, I haven't lived up to this myself, but in retrospect, I wish I had known this is my legacy. Everybody write a legacy letter. In a couple of weeks, you should be able to say to your friend who's sitting next to you in church today, how's your legacy letter coming? You can ask me that. I've been thinking about it, but I haven't written my legacy letter yet. So when you think of this stone, think of legacy, think of letter, and have it in a place where you can see it, hopefully every day. And if someone should ask, and by the way, speaking of legacy letters, if you don't have children, you certainly are friends with some family that have children. Write a legacy letter to someone who's younger than you are. Some of us would find that very, very easy to do with plenty of people to choose from. So have it where you can see it. And then if someone should ask, what does this stone mean? This is the answer that you give them. This stone reminds me, it's a memorial stone. This stone reminds me that I have been given a legacy. And it reminds me of the fact that I have to leave a legacy. So it makes me ponder the question, which I need to answer. What will my legacy be? Some of you listening may be pondering divorce. Do you really want that to be part of your legacy? Some of you may be involved in dealings that are dishonest. You want that to be part of your legacy. What is it that people will remember? And how can you and I enhance our legacy that we have been given, and how can we pass it on to the next generation? This is my legacy stone, and I want all of you to have one. Let's take a final look at these two different memorials. I told you that the one in the river represents death. You can't go back to the past. I wonder if maybe, however, it may not only represent death as such, but it may represent the death of Jesus Christ. And the memorial stone, which was on the riverbank at Gilgal, represents his resurrection. Because as I think about Jesus, as I think about him, I realize that he left us two legacies. He left us the legacy of the cross where he died, and then he gave to us the legacy of the empty tomb. And what Jesus was saying by giving us that legacy is that I have done all the work that is necessary for you to be reconciled to God. Jesus gave to us a lesson, and he gave to us a message that we can proclaim to a world that has lost its way, to people who are oftentimes unaware of their great spiritual need. But Jesus said, I have a message that will reconcile you to God. In fact, even now as I'm speaking, some of you don't know God personally. You've never come to Jesus Christ. He is the Savior of the world, and he proved it when he was raised from the dead for our justification. So he says, I'm giving you a legacy. I'm giving you myself. I'm giving you my victory to proclaim to a world that thinks there are no victories. No matter your sin, no matter your situation, Jesus is adequate for it because he gave us a powerful legacy. But he said, pass it on to the next generation. Go into all the world, preach the gospel. You and I have our worlds where we should be preaching and proclaiming the gospel. When William Williams wrote the song, Guide Me, O Thou Great Jehovah, what he was thinking of when he got to the third stanza was Jesus Christ and his work, and he likened Canaan unto heaven. That's why he wrote these words, when I cross the mighty Jordan, bid my anxious fears subside. Bear me through the swelling current, take me safe to Canaan's side. Because in the end, the legacy that Jesus Christ left us is not for this world. It's that we might arrive safely in the world to come. And there is nobody except Jesus who can do that. Having been given a legacy, what will my legacy be? That's the question that I want you to answer. Let's bow together in prayer. Our Father, as we stand here today, we are well aware that we're standing on the shoulders of thousands of faithful people. We are not here by our own strength. We did not arise out of nowhere. We came from a history. We thank you for that history, and even though we can't go back, we thank you today that the future is ahead of us. And because we honor the future and remember it, we can embrace the past. We can embrace the past because we believe it will inspire us for the future. Oh, Father, what a legacy, individually, corporately. Thank you for the memorials that have been built throughout these many decades. And we ask that many will come to saving faith in Christ because he is the Savior and has left us a legacy. We thank you for him in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, as you might imagine, we are thinking the word legacy during these months here at the Moody Church. Because this is our 150th anniversary, we've been given a legacy. A legacy left us by Dwight L. Moody and a whole host of people who followed him. But the question that we are trying to also answer individually is, what is our legacy for the future? I want you to think about that today. What is your legacy? And as we think about this, let us make sure that we pass on the gifts God has given us.
That was Erwin Lutzer wrapping up What Do These Stones Mean? The first of two messages celebrating the 150th anniversary of Moody Church. Next time on Running to Win, don't miss D.L. Moody, An Unlikely Servant. A commemorative book is available detailing a century and a half of celebrating the joy of changed lives. Packed with history and seldom seen images, this book brings to life the history of Moody Church. For information on how you can have this special book, call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. On the internet, go to offerrtw.com or write to Running to Win, Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.